Welcome everyone to Waffles Maple Syrup. This is our Time Has Passed Homebrew Pathfinder 2E campaign, a Waffles special. This is Syrup talking. We have a lot of exciting stuff for you guys. We are bringing this to you in podcast form by popular demand. If you guys are coming to us from our Twitch, hello and welcome. We are very excited to present it to you guys like this. If this is something that is brand new to you, we're also super excited to bring this to you. But we have a handy dandy summary for you. We only started streaming at session 6, so the episode right before this, if you haven't caught it yet, is a summary of my beautiful voice reading to you everything that's happened from 1 to 5. So go on and catch up, and then come right back here if you haven't. If you have, good job doing your homework.
Little snippet I want to add in there. This is a homebrew production of mine. It is my story, sometimes my homebrew rules, homebrew monsters, this is Paizo's amazing Pathfinder 2E system. And this is Waffles talking. As she was saying, we stream on Twitch, that is twitch.com/waffles maple syrup. Catch us live at 6:30 Central on Tuesday nights. Come there, spam some emotes, tell us, live chat with us, tell us how bad we're doing, that kind of stuff. You can catch us at Waffles Maple on Twitter. If you have anything longer than the Twitter allows you to say, shoot us an email at wafflesmaplesyrup19@gmail.com. We will attempt to answer as quick as we can. We are real people. We're kind hearts. We want to hear what you have to say about us.
Absolutely. We want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. So if you think we're doing amazing, that's super awesome. Thank you so much for letting us know. Please let us know if you think that we can improve in this or there or anywhere. Please let us know. That is how we're going to get better. And if there is something that you guys just really don't like, well, maybe it'd be good for us to know that as well. So hit us up. We want to hear from you. We want to talk to you guys. And we are really eager to present this to you. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with the introductions of our characters, and everyone's going to pop in here with their introductions. So, hi, I am Syrup, and I play Tanigal.
I'm Vaso, and I play Mikhail.
Hello, I am Carrick, and I play Doldrin.
Hey, I'm Purple Mocha, and I play Lena.
Hi, I'm Mystic Sage, I play Leon the Healer.
Hi, I'm Cooper, and I play Tota. Rice Heart, I guess. I'm not really sure. It's kind of weird being a brother now, so I don't have that. Is this thing still on? Oh.
And I'm Waffles, the GM. Yeah, so currently you guys are in the tavern. Tota is diseased, Leon is fatigued, Lena is fatigued, Tanigal is fatigued, and you guys are eventually planning, you guys came here and told people you were coming here and plans to get someone sent to you to speak with the headmistress.
Then Mick will speak up and say, well, I propose we rent a room for some privacy. I doubt anywhere outside would be much better. Any objections?
I don't think that they'll rent to us. Maybe they will.
They rented to us before. I figured the stay out and don't come back was merely a formality.
We can ask.
We always can.
Tanigal walked back up with everybody. If I'm correct, the barmaid or the person at the bar gave us all more drinks.
She did. She gave your current table more drinks while you were gone, but you would come back to see. Yeah, actually, she gave everyone that was drinking and sitting at that moment more drinks, so you would not have a fresh drink.
Right, and neither would Leon.
Tanigal's going to go and grab someone's drink anyways, and yep, take that and drink it.
Grab Tota's. It's the
one. Mick will give you his drink if you're looking for another one. He's got about half left.
I wasn't done with that.
he'll grab Mick's and kind of like...
And Tota's.
Give him a smile.
Mick stands up regardless and heads over to like the front desk or wherever someone who sells room.
Yeah, she's basically the barmaid is the only person still in here, but as you walk up, she just kind of looks up, does not give you too much of a polite smile, but says, yes, what can I help you with?
Can we get one room? Is that a problem?
I mean, no, I can't deny more coin coming through. That'll be 2 silver.
Fine, 2 silver. And he hands it over.
And she takes it, gives you a key to a room with a corresponding, like, small wood plank with the number etched in.
Mick, without saying anything else, just turns around and returns to the group. See, that wasn't too bad. May we retire?
Before we do, actually, Darkasan told us something interesting back there. He said that he was headed towards the capital, and that got us thinking, if the headmistress here doesn't have the information we need, you have connections in the capital, don't you?
DM, is the capital the city where I'm from?
Yes, Cilian. It is the larger city around here. It was never prescribed as the capital, but it is the largest, closest city to Kavala.
Yes, I... well, of course, this is a new form, so I can't say anything with too much certainty, but I know that is where I was born and where I've spent much of my life working. I'm sure, with a bit of recollection, I could recall who I know there and who could help us.
It seems like the best bet, if this strikes out.
Well, yes, I'd say if the headmistress refuses to help us, I'm sure someone in Cilian, and I'm guessing the headmistress will refuse to help us, but...
Or just not have an answer that helps us. She may not refuse, she may just not know.
Darkasan, sorry if I missed something, I let the dog out, but... oh my god, I'm messing up, my name's Tanigal. We'll say, like, Darkasan said he was going there. And if we are going there, probably we should help him get there. It's not going to be safe.
I wouldn't mind playing escort.
That is fine with me as well. Did he say he was leaving tonight or tomorrow?
I think he just said soon. He didn't give a specific time
to do much right now.
I don't believe being drunk has stopped him before, but we can hope.
It kind of did. I did kind of carry him there without his consent, so...
I mean...
He was kind of out of it.
If we're going, like... For sure, then I'll go, like, grab him right now.
Well, but let's talk to the headmistress first. It will only take a few hours. He'll pass out before then.
Do we wish to look over these items before speaking with the headmistress, or...?
Probably.
Not here!
Well, yes, that's why I rented that room.
Okay. Oh, I thought we were in the room.
No.
You're all just standing around the girl talking about looking over items right now.
Yes. So I suggest that we shuffle all into what I imagine to be a very cramped single bedroom, because last time she didn't have much.
Yes.
We're having a slumber party.
It is a two, like, cot bedroom. Looks like they also have, like, a pile of hay on the ground for if someone brought in some sort of small pet or something. And then you guys can bunk up on the floor afterwards and get a decent enough night's rest. So, time to fight over bits. Roll initiative.
So,
I cast Phantom Pain. Oh.
I will... gently dump out the contents of my bag, like the wherever I put the treasure, whatever, like, empty pouch I put it in. I will dump that out onto the bed so that everyone has a clear view of it. The things of note that we were able to keep was a lump of clay and a dark vine, if I remember.
A vine? Like, tree vine?
I don't know.
No, like the phone application.
Oh, okay.
But it's the dark version, so it's all Logan.
Ooh, I don't want that. Someone else can have that one.
Put it in the future.
I don't want to pick.
Oh my god, that's what happened.
Yeah, it caused a calamity.
We put it in the bag, and that's working.
Easy. Yeah, you got some dark pieces of vine and a dull gray stone.
And do we know how to... You posted it, so let's see if I actually read it. Identify magic.
I would make, what would it be just to, like, see things of value?
You can just make me a perception check.
Sure, that makes sense. What does fatigue do again so that I don't screw it up another time?
I think it's just a -1 to basically every roll in the game.
Okay, fatigue so... 1 says -1 penalty AC and saving throws.
Oh,
okay, so not ability checks, you're fine.
Then I'm good.
May I use, like, read aura on both of these items to see if they're both magical and what school of magic they're from?
Sure.
So, and the level up counts at this point, yes?
Yes.
Of course they're magic, idiot. That's why we got them.
I'm just making sure. I'm not a metagamer!
Yeah. Actually, like, I think I explained it, but they're, these items are the ones that kind of caught his eye. It is like a pile of items. A lot of them are like scratched up metal amulets and stuff like that. But you read aura and these two do seem to be magical. Leon, looking it over, you basically get the same information you have. The stone itself seems to be less interesting to your eye, and like that's about the best word you can use to describe it with this perception check, is interesting. Like, you don't really get it.
My real question is, with all this guff, we think we can turn it into like gold to like buy things with, or is like all the chaff besides the vine and the stone just really chaff?
Yeah, chaff.
Yeah, what do you, chaff?
Elaborate.
Right. Is it garbage, or is it like things that we can actually sell for gold?
Why couldn't you just say that?
You get the, like, looking it over, rolling over your perception check, you get the sense like you could like maybe trade it as metals. That's about it. Like, none of it. You could be like, hey, look, buy this ring or something.
Okay.
You'd be trading it as low metals. So
yeah,
maybe
just like in bulk to a blacksmith. Okay.
He just gave shit pile.
So while you guys are looking over that stuff, Tota kind of starts just toying around in the corner. He's looking over his body, seeing if he can figure out where he feels the worst. He's looking at the marks where he got bit, and starts kind of thinking. And something, I'm assuming we have the spell slots for these spells since the level counts? Or do we have to wait until the night closes out?
No, you can use it.
Sweet. So he starts thinking and then kind of just says a few words and closes his eyes and starts going over and doing something. He doesn't seem certain of it himself, but... he starts casting restoration on himself.
Oh. I was like, wait, ow, Jesus.
Metagamer.
Metagamer. Metagamer.
Alright, and what do you do with this?
I want to counter the effect of whatever toxins are causing me to be enfeebled. That's what I'm attempting.
Gotcha. Okay. And you do this kind of green energy washes over you, seeming to come, like you can feel it kind of coming from the world around you. But you, at the end of it, you don't feel enfeebled anymore. You like feel a little better. It'll let you know, because your character would probably also feel this. I'll let you know, like, you still feel fatigued and you still get the sense like you're still diseased. It's like you took Tylenol for a headache or something. But your enfeebled condition is gone.
Sweet. Okay, awesome. Yeah. Once that 10 minutes is up, he just kind of... Actually, I think it's a minute. Breathes a sigh of relief and looks up towards Leon, says,
"Oh man, I just figured out some really cool stuff. This is going to be useful. But I feel a lot better right now. Still... tired, but not so bad. I think I can manage."
I'm glad to hear it. using the identify magic for the vine and the stone, could I roll religion or would it be nature?
All right, so you get the sense that nature is going to be for the vines and that occultism is going to be for the stone.
Okay, then I'm not interested in identifying either of these things at the moment.
May I attempt to identify the stone then? You said occult? Oh.
Occultism. Rip.
Did you think one of them was arcane?
I did not, unfortunately. 11 is actually enough.
Easy.
So, you know this to be an Aeon Stone. Basically, what you would do is you would set this up, quote unquote, attuned to it, and it will revolve around your head, and or you can keep it in your pocket, keep it stowed. But if it's around your head, it is basically a hands-free continual flame, bright as a torch, no oxygen, doesn't react to water, doesn't give off heat, that kind of stuff.
Can you like turn it off, or is it always on?
No, you can turn it off. It's basically like think of it like an on and off switch. It's like a mental command to have it float around your head or be stowed like in a pocket. It cannot float around your head, dark.
After picking it up and giving it a look-see over, Mick will say to the group, I believe this stone is essentially a magical torch that can orbit your head. If you so wish, I'd recommend someone who cannot see in the dark use it. Can anyone not see in the dark?
You can do that. Oh wait, right. Well, oh yeah, I know, I knew that. And she like he looks kind
of I look at her like she's two heads.
Right, because he's like he thought of himself as a human and then remembered that he was a half elf.
Remember that he used to
he used to be able to do that no problem. Yeah. So he's like, wait, no, I can't now.
So you cannot see in the dark now.
Correct. I can't.
Well, I don't need it, so if you human lot want to fight over it, go. And he tosses it to Tanigal.
Says the guy named Human.
No. Not anymore.
Who else cannot see in the dark? If anybody.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think it's just you, Human.
Yeah, I think it was just you.
Well, that's unlucky.
Alright, and then if anybody wanted to attempt to figure out what these vines do.
I guess I can try because ranger stuff.
Yeah, anyone trained in nature, basically.
Ranger stuff?
Yeah, that's what I do, right? I look at plants.
Sure, sure, sure.
Did they not go through? There we go.
One second. Okay, the nature roll. Lena, you and Tota kind of working together. They were... Lena was almost good enough. Tota kind of comes in at the end and fills all the gaps in. But these are some very dark, somewhat blackened pieces of like vine-like straps. They look like they're definitely from some kind of like the same types of plants that you guys have fought. And why he chose to grab them was probably like you get the sense he obviously grabbed them from. As like a trophy from fighting his, from when him and his daughter were out there and came back. But, Tota, getting the sense of these vines, you get the sense that they could be, wrapped around someone's hands, and essentially they're gonna act like hand wraps of mighty blows.
I think those are for me.
Oh man, these would be really good. Who punches? Oh yeah, that would be.
I think everyone in the room just turns to look at Tanik.
Exactly. Like we all point at the stone, not paying attention, just like, "Oh, what's this?" And he's like trying to just play with it, and he sees everyone's eyes on him, and he just looks up. What?
Tota tosses the hand wraps over.
He tries to catch it.
Happy birthday, be in order.
Basically, it's going to make your attacks a +1, and you get another damage dice.
And they technically count as magical, yes? While she's using?
I already have magical punches.
So this is
these only
two magic weapons cancel out, right?
Yeah, so yeah. No longer magic.
Yeah, your fists are no longer magical.
Unlucky.
They do 2d4 now, though, so. 2d4 unmagical damage.
Now, I need to, in Pathfinder, to invest, like, which is the equivalent of 5e's.
It's called resonance, basically. I think they took that out, but we'll call it attunement. It's the same.
So, does that take time? Can I do that now? How long does that usually take?
It would be a short rest, so like an hour.
Okay, I'll just.
Out of curiosity, with attunement, I know that's not what they're called, but does it work like Pathfinder 1, where you get like you can put one thing in every slot, or does it work more like 5e, where you have a certain number of slots that you can do, and it doesn't matter where you put them?
Definitely, kind of like it's kind of one thing into every slot. I'm not going to let you wear like 4 necklaces.
Right, right.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Come on.
The reason I say that is very important, just so you guys know, you can have up to 10 attuned items in this. So,
10 cloaks of protection.
We're not going to get any more items.
He's just the boy from the Christmas Story with 10 cloaks of protection.
Yes. I am now Ralphie.
For the record, while this is going on, after Tota said he's feeling better, Leon has been kind of doting on him. Like half-heartedly trying to stay awake and just making sure he's generally okay, that everything is all right, and that he's not trying to lie to me to just make me feel better.
Okay, go ahead and give a medicine check.
He's dead.
Damn it, they found out.
His new character is minion.
Sounds dumb.
Oof.
It is dumb.
He looks bad, and you don't know how he feels.
Oof. Yeah, I'm fussing on you. It's clear that I have not slept much, and I'm just in, like, younger brother doting on his older brother mode.
That doesn't happen. That's not a thing.
It does on occasion.
Nope.
As a younger brother, it does.
He's a professional character.
He's got the experience to back it up.
All right, so I think, judging by that role, Toad is doing just fine.
He's dead.
Glowing with health.
Yeah, Toto's great.
Not becoming a zombie.
If only. He'd be so much cooler.
Dude, that would be awesome.
What's
so
the plan?
We all like, yeah, are we all curling up in the room I rented? Where the girl is going to go find their home.
Well, the question is, do we get like...
I'm the only girl.
Do we get
like,
the...
Oh, no.
Do we get the royal guards, like, showing up? I guess the barmaid would point them in the direction of the room.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can leave a message with her and say, hey, yo, if blah, blah, blah comes through, send them to our room, or leave a message at the bar if it's not super important, whatever. Whatever you guys want to do. It's not that super easy. That's part of her job, so it's not like she's not going to.
Perfect, yeah.
Tangle will kind of look up from, like, messing with the hand wraps and just be like, well, what if Darkasan leaves, though? Like, just goes without us.
Can we leave a message saying, if he leaves, then come get us?
I mean,
yo, we can do
they
that.
Don't like us. Why would they do that?
They don't want Darkasan getting killed. The barmaid does care about him.
Do you attempt to leave a message?
I don't see why not.
If they go to leave a message to the Tentacle, they'll be like, well, we can just go to his room and let him know, and then if, you know, he wants to, he can wait for us, and if he doesn't, then he'll go. I'm going. And then he, like, puts his stuff on and just starts walking over to leaving the room to go talk to Darkasan.
And Leon's like, it could work. He could also be insulted. But we'll see how it goes. Like, after you've left, it's like he's not going to actively stop you.
Just as a summary, though, what we were talking about was that we're going to go talk to the headmistress, but then we're for sure leaving after that? Or, like, what was the timeline plan?
It depends on what the headmistress says. If the headmistress is like, oh, yeah, I have a ritual to purify this thing, gotcha, then we do that, and we figure out where to go from there. If she says, I have no clue how to fix that, then we have to find somebody else.
Okay. So we don't really know if we're going that. Okay. Still, Tentacle's on his way to Darkasan.
Okay. About what time is it?
It's probably hitting into the, like, the after dinner time, 6:37.
Okay.
And from what I remember, the guards did tell us to wait here. They were like, go to the tavern and sit. We will come to get you when she is free. From what I remember.
Repeat that?
From what I remember, the guards told us to come to the tavern and sit, and that they would come collect us when she was not busy.
Basically, yeah. I mean, it was a... You're not, like, under arrest or anything. It was a real small talk of, like, you guys probably want to rest, go to the tavern. And you're like, yeah, we'll be at the tavern. So if you leave, they don't know where else you're gonna.
Right.
Can't track me now, bitch.
Basically, like, you guys can head out and they'll probably never find you.
How about we do that?
All part of the plan.
You won't expect Tanagle, it.
Tanagle, you come up to Darkathon's door, knock, hear some shuffling, and eventually he makes it to the door, opens it just a little bit, peeks out and says, what do you want?
Hey. You said earlier that you were probably going to Silene, right?
Yeah, Silene. Mm-hmm.
Right. You would have pronounced it right. So, the group, I know, like, last time you probably didn't have the best experience, like, waking up middle of nowhere, and I promise we won't ever do that again. It wasn't my choice, but basically we're gonna go talk to, like, the...
I love this.
She's robotic for everyone.
Everyone's robotic
for everybody.
Server change.
Oh yeah, give me a second.
No, it's
we all love our countries.
Yeah, there we go. It's actually cleared up. So whatever happened, Discord.
Yeah, it was just a weird lag with Discord. All right, sorry. Start from the beginning because I don't think anyone heard any of that. I heard you because you're sitting beside me.
Okay. So he's like, so I know you said, like, last time you woke up in, like, the forest with us, and that must have been really crazy. And I promise that won't happen again. We, like, that wasn't my choice. That was really weird, and I'm sorry. But anyways, so, like, we're probably going to Silene too. I don't know, but if we do, we're gonna have to talk to the headmistress first. And he kind of, like, stopped and he's rambling, and he's like, "Okay, like, we're probably going, and I want you safe, and it's dangerous out there. So tomorrow we'll know if we're going, and then we can go with you, and you'll be safe. Is that okay?"
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't planning on packing up and just leaving. I don't have anything to get out of here for. I just don't want to be here anymore. I mean, I can wait a day or two if y'all want me to.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Cool. And he just stands there for, like, another awkward moment. And
yeah, and, like, walks away. Yeah. And, like, during the middle of the moment, he's like, yeah, cool. And slowly starts shutting the door and then shut.
Get out.
Tentacle goes back to the room and he's like, enters it with thumbs up, and it's just like, yeah, he'll wait for us. He's in no rush. We're good.
Cut the camera to Darkathon. He's packing up all his bags.
You're gonna kill my daughter again.
Well, then he was gonna leave like 2 days from now, but then we said that and he's like, nope.
Better rush, they're crazy.
They're going to carry me off to the middle of the woods and abandon me again.
Quick side question, if that's okay. For the hand wraps, when I lower myself into my wolf stance, the wolf jaw attacks are also unarmed. Do those count?
Yes.
Awesome.
Anything that has the unarmed tag on it.
Holy shit.
Oh,
that's going to be every magical weapon that you guys get.
Rules question, just because I'm curious. I could have gotten a tusk unarmed attack. Would that have affected that? I don't think so. Like, it's a jaw attack, but it's...
If it has the unarmed trait attached to it, yes.
Weird.
You'd have wrapped it around your tusk or something. I don't know. But I'm going by pure rules, so.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah, basically, if it has the trait, it is affected.
I didn't pick it, but it's...
so much stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be ridiculously stronger for a little bit.
The bigger question is, what else did Leon throw away?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, where's the rest of the party's loot, Leon? Wait,
Leon, have you tried to pull anything out of the bag yet?
I will try to pull. I saw those arrows. I will try to pull those arrows out of the bag.
Yeah. Oh, I could use those.
Okay. You reach your hand in. You focus on one of the arrows. Can't really find anything for a minute. Roll me a 1d3.
I will kill you.
Do I want? Can I know if I want high or low?
You didn't have anything else in the bag, did you?
I had the journal in my bag, but I put it in there in the future, so I don't know if it counts.
Roll me a 1d3.
I put it in there in the future.
I mean, I have no other...
And you've already checked for that, and it wasn't there. So.
Yes. Which is why I figured it would not count, but...
You reach your hand in there, and you attempt to pull out one of the arrows. You do it. Give me an intelligence check as you, like, pull out one of the arrows. I assume your character is like, all right, let me get the others. You reach around. Nothing's in there. Give me an intelligence check.
Sure.
Everyone can give me one of these.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm great at those.
And or an arcana check.
Arcana it is.
I think it's about the same.
Wow.
It's exactly the same.
Not a constitution check.
I think she fails.
What's your intelligence modifier?
My intelligence modifier?
No, the one that rolled constitution.
The idiot.
Yeah. Okay, so you rolled a 19.
What?
Yeah, I'm just taking your first roll, because if it was a nat 1, I'm not going to... but, alright, looking, like, all of you thinking about it, Tanigal, you can basically, through your intelligence check, you're like, yeah, none of the items are going to be there if you put multiple items in there. Tota, you kind of expound on that with a higher arcana check. And you're able to basically say, well, if that's the case, then only one item can exist in the bag at a time.
Then what happens to the other item?
No one knows.
Perhaps they actually get sent to the future.
This is like way over Lena's head, so she just goes up and says, can I have the arrow, please?
I will hand over. Were both of the arrows the same?
Yeah, you saw two like dark wooded arrows that were kind of like wrapped with these vines around them.
Yeah, I will hand that over.
If you would like to know about what this would do, feel free to roll a nature.
Okay, let's do it.
Nice. Yeah, you get the sense, like looking it over and kind of like knocking it one time in your bow, you get the sense that just how these arrows are kind of made, the vines are still slightly alive around them, that if you hit someone with these, the vines would attempt to wrap around them afterwards. I'll post the stats, but it's a minus 10 feet to speed for 2d4 rounds or until it escapes, and if you crit, they're immobilized.
Ooh. Can she pick it up after it's been shot, or do the vines like shoot out after it's used?
I'll say that she could, if she's able to, if they don't break out of it, because if they break out of it, they break the vines. So if they don't break the vines, she'd be able to pick it up and spend one of your guys' short rest to kind of like rewrap the vines back around it.
Could she do like we did in other games, where we can reverse engineer it using like a crafting roll to be like, make more of them?
Sure, she can find the same type of vines and stuff.
Yeah, I have crafting skill.
So instead of like spending that, well, I would just say, because ammunition is iffy, I say you just spend it to make a crafting check to know how to make them, and then you can make them.
A crafting check.
You should have a crafting skill, right?
No, that was in character.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, yeah, I can do it. Just should I do it now or just like when we're in that situation?
Yeah, I'll say this is like a quote-unquote intelligence-based crafting check, and the fact that like you're just trying to figure out how to reverse engineer it, I'll let you do it once a day. You can start.
Let's do it.
Okay, yeah, easy enough for you. You get the sense that with any normal arrow and finding these same types of vines that you could easily engineer this and just remake it, basically. The problem is obviously finding the same type of vines, but...
Bitching.
I mean, if you might be able to even grow them if you make like a good enough nature check.
Potted vines.
Right, between you and Tota, you might be able to grow them. That might be the easiest way.
Grow them in this very stable reality you guys live in?
I mean, you know.
Just start a farm here. I'm ready.
Take what you can get, right?
Like, Stardew Valley, no?
What do you mean the world ended anyways?
Time is on our side here. We can just keep going back. It's fine.
Is it though?
Go back and forth forever.
I love the image of you guys being like, all right, we planted the vines. Let's go back to the future. Now let's only go back 198 years, so the vines have grown.
This is genius.
This is not a waste of power whatsoever.
Let's go back to the future to harvest time. Only to harvest.
Perfect. All right. So
is there anything else we do? Just sitting, waiting around for the guards to return, or I have nothing I want to do.
Yeah. I'm good waiting.
Yeah. Unless the staff is getting pulled out, I imagine not.
Oh yeah, pull it out.
Actually, so not pulling it out, but don't having watched that whole shenanigans,
yeah,
kind of eye the bag and be like, so the assumption is the staff is still in the bag.
But yes. You can't put anything in your bag for right now until we figure out how these things work better.
What happens if we put another bag in a bag?
I get the feeling that's a horrible idea.
I have a feeling it may rip a hole in reality, causing a new calamity.
That's a rather acute feeling.
That seems... There's a word popping into my head. It's unfamiliar. Metagame? I don't...
like
2d4 psychic game.
Specifically because, how does one stack time on time? Assuming these bags are bags of time, I don't know, it doesn't feel good to, stack.
Lena falls asleep.
Doldrin, do you perhaps wish to pull the staff out very briefly to test if it's there? Because it may be rather of the essence later.
Well,
I don't know what the radius is, and I don't want trees suddenly ramming into the cavern.
The concern is, the last time I did interact with the staff, they moved very energetically, which is why we couldn't run. And I don't know how quickly this will take effect again and cause some very unfortunate things to happen.
At some point
we're going to have to, because I have a feeling we really do want to cleanse this, but yes.
But then we will be ready. It can wait. We should just make it clear to anyone we work with that the staff may be difficult to access again. Because it would be rather unfortunate if we solicited the headmistress's help and then revealed that, well, we've lost the staff.
Honestly, yeah. It's a much better outcome than, it killing everyone around us.
Fair enough. That would be unfortunate as well. But no use discussing the hypotheticals. We can wait.
You say so.
Alright, is that everybody? Is everyone passing out?
I'm going to have to. I don't know. I don't think fatigue goes away until a full night's rest, but I'm going to try to get what I can from the catnap.
Yeah, Doldrin's going to go to bed, but he is going to bed arms wrapped around his the back.
And you fall in the back.
Panicle, will situate himself as far away from Doldrin as possible. Spend the time wrap up his arms just to test it out, and then glare at Doldrin for a while and eventually pass out.
Punch him.
Just look at sleeping Doldrin so angrily.
I haven't forgotten what Lena told me. Good advice.
I'd like to try to sleep against the door in case, someone tries to do something weird during the night so that, no one comes in and tries to, stab us or anything. figure I'm the heaviest next to
the Yeah, dragon. You're not really like sleeping, sitting up against it because you don't think you get a good enough night's rest, but you can like lay down in front of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Actually, no, never mind. That's fine.
Now, do it. Make the stealth check.
Do it.
I almost took expert in stealth just to punch you in your sleep, but, you know.
I think she's too scared.
She knows Dalton won't stop.
Alright. Everyone goes to sleep. You guys wake up. If anyone was down health points, you get your constitution modifier times your level back.
Wait. The constitution modifier times your level?
Yeah. I read it today.
With a, does that minimum to your level, or like if you had a zero constitution, does that mean you get zero hit points back?
I'm gonna mean zero. I'm not even gonna read that. I'm gonna say minimum to your level. Like you can get up to like right now, you could get 3 hit points.
If you have a negative constitution, you just die in your sleep.
Yeah, I might have boo booed.
That's fine.
I remember what it was.
You guys could have spent the last like 4 hours you were talking doing medicine checks and been fools.
Yeah, Dalton probably was doing that. Because he just, can.
Yeah. I have extra slots, so I could have just healed everyone and gotten everyone.
Basically the only time long rest or even matterful is like if you guys are downtime activity, which you aren't really yet because you're ready to go the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this in the following day, but would there have been, like, enough time to go out and, like, ask the bartender or whoever where to buy a healer's kit, and if I could do that easily, or should I, like, Lee and RP that out the following day?
No, we'll say you can do that easy enough.
Okay, how much was
5 gold.
So much.
It's basically a kit full of like different kind of salves that they've already mixed up and everything and bandages.
5 gold, you said?
Ooh, pre-mixed salves. 5 gold.
I don't like
it.
None of us do.
Yeah, kits are pretty expensive.
Tanigal dejectedly walks his way back.
Coward.
Actually, Doldrin had a healer kit, right?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm hugging my bag.
I think Leon also has a healer's kit.
No, she doesn't care about Leon.
Mick also has one if you want to attempt to rob.
No, she likes Mick. Doldrin.
Oops, wrong button.
The backpack? Or the bag with the staff?
The little bag is in his backpack. It's, from what the description is, it's not very big.
We had it all each on our belts. That's what she said. Recall.
I haven't hugged.
It is not.
Bite me.
It's a Zelda bomb bag. That's about the size of it. So.
I don't remember how big that is. Head, but if you're like fully sleeping with it, like in your arms, then he'll not try it.
How merciful!
I thought about going to get robbed tonight, but not from a supposed teammate. Who's already abandoned the party.
Quote unquote teammate.
Yeah, coward.
Alright, you guys sleep through the night, unless I am told otherwise. And wake up pretty early in the morning. Kind of various wake up times, blah blah blah. But with the sunrise, you hear some animals outside. It's probably about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning right now. Nothing seems to have roused you from your wake over the course of the night. And, Tota, go ahead and make me a constitution or this, fortitude buddy. Saving throw.
You got this.
Did I recover from the fatigued during the sleep, or does that not happen?
You basically recover and then regain it immediately. Like, you can't get a good enough sleep while you're sick to be able to recover from it.
Don't forget, you do have a hero point.
Ooh.
Nice. Throughout the night, maybe with some people's help, maybe not, whatever, you are able to fight off whatever is in you. You are now back down to stage one.
He did get a consecutive. He already got one before.
I agree. That's why he's back down to stage one.
Oh, so you have to get two in a row to go down one step?
Yep. And then after stage one, he would cure if he gets two more in a row. DC's not horrible. He just made some pretty bad throws in the beginning.
yeah.
But if you remember what stage one is, it's just enfeebled one.
Right. So because of the restoration...
yeah, as long as you use that every day.
Gotcha. So do I have enfeebled right now, or am I only fatigued?
You have enfeebled, because stage two is also enfeebled and fatigued. So you wake up, you're enfeebled and fatigued, you drop back down to stage one. You could take like an hour of, like, say you gain another hour of your long rest sleep. Say, like, I'm going to sleep in for an hour, and we'll remove the fatigue condition.
Okay, gotcha.
But since you did drop down.
Okay, then I'll add back in the enfeebled, and I think Tota will say that he'll sleep in just a bit. If they want to go ahead and do stuff, he knows where to go, so he'll catch up.
Lena? Oh, sorry. Skipped a morning.
Yes, we are. It is morning currently.
Is she still sleeping? Tanigal, like, pokes, like, gently shakes her shoulder.
Fenris?
Ouch.
I look at Tanigal, I'm like, oh shit, and I just, like, sit up.
Sorry.
What year is it?
I don't actually know. But, sorry, you were sleeping. I shouldn't have woken you up. I was thinking, you know how, like, when we're hurt, everybody has to, like, pass around those healing kits?
Yeah.
Well, if we're gonna go talk to the headmistress again, and last thing you and I, we didn't. I tried buying one yesterday, but it's 5 gold. Do you think, like, it's worth pooling together money to have another one, or we're okay?
I'm going to dig through my pouch and see how much money I have.
Hey man, you got any money? I just need a little to buy the healer's kit. I'll pay you back, man. It's not a lot.
We started with 10 silver?
Yeah.
So I have 9 silver now. I'll open my hand and show him, like, my 9 silver and say, well, this is all I've got, but I don't know what I'm going to use it for other than sleeping.
I mean, yeah, like, we need, like, food and drink and stuff, so, man, we need to make money.
Yeah. Where can we find money?
Perhaps agriculture.
Growing vines and then traveling back.
Tanigal, like, kind of looks at the coins and makes a face and is like, I mean, maybe we should wait till we have more spending money, but alright. I don't know. Just a thought. Sorry to wake you up. And, like, go back.
I just stand there with my outstretched hand and just, like, okay. And I put the money back. 5, yeah. I don't think she's smart enough to do math. Yeah, but to, like, say how many silver makes it, well, let's see. My intelligence is 8, so I'm not that stupid. I mean, that's slightly below average. That's not, like,
so completely real life art.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Grog is stupid. Yeah.
Still, like, Grog is like 6.
Yeah.
It's still the same, though, conversion, right, 10?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that as a player. I just don't know that she knows that.
Yeah, I mean, assuming it's still the same as you guys growing up with money here, since no one's asked. But if it is the same, then yeah.
She got stupider when she changed bodies.
Stupider it is.
Unlucky.
I hate when I get stupider.
Yep.
I'm so stupider. But yeah, as you guys wake up, we'll say you make your way kind of into the tavern area, and awaiting you kind of sitting in a chair, sitting on one of the bar stools talking to the barmaid, seems to be like one of the same hunter that you guys continue to see. As whoever walks out first, if y'all walk out the group, et cetera, he greets you and says, well, didn't... could have talked last night, but she told me that you looked worse for wear and needed some sleep. You ready to talk today to the headmistress?
Yes, that would be ideal, if possible.
Was this agreed. The guy that called us witches when we were sitting at the table?
No. Those are two random guards you've never seen before. This is the guy that's met you twice now out at the front gate. The same one that was standing outside with you and Lena.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that almost shot us yesterday morning, but then said, no, wait, I know them.
Yes.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
What's your name, friend? I apologize. We were so exhausted the last couple days that I haven't had a chance to ask.
Got him.
God, Elvish is such a weird language.
Right?
His name is...
Allow me to converse with my brethren.
I have it somewhere. I just can't find what folder it's in. Hold on. I will get back to you. He says his name in return.
If this comes out as a modem noise, we'll be filled in our like time freezes for like half a second. We just hear like a modem loading sound.
Well, to meet you. Insert name here.
Exactly.
Yes, it is nice to meet you. Shall we leave now? Is she ready? Or
there you go.
No, TR. Sis.
I think we have nothing to wait for.
I'm ready if you are. For the record, I did update my spells, so I have some different spells to be able to use for today.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice. Everyone leaves Tota, and they go.
We all leave Tota.
Oh, Tota is still sleeping. He slept extra in.
No. Yeah, he needed like another hour is what he told you.
We'll wait an hour.
Either that or if it feels like we have to go, I'll just carry him while he sleeps.
Not this again.
Sleeping people.
Well, they're asleep. Time to go.
It's a question of do we have time?
He'll wake up.